Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Match Ball.
The Match Ball 30 is sponsored by Calidus, leading consultants in health and safety, project management, asset management, environmental services and training. Visit wearecalidus.com for more information. Dan Michael and Moscow with you on October the 26th, 1991, 30 years to the day since this game kicked off. We're playing Oldham Athletic at Elland Road today, but not before we've dealt with the high watermark of the season, surely, a 3-1 loss to Nottingham Forest in the Zenith Data Systems Cup round two. I thought we'd pulled out of this. I mean, I think most people thought we had as well, because only 6,500 turned up for that.
They pull you back in, though. Don't matter now, though. They can beat us again if they want. After the Oldham game, they can. Nottingham Forest can just win and win and win. I don't mind being knocked out of the ZDS Cup between now and forever, every single week, if we get the result on the weekend that we did got. But yeah, 3-1 defeat. Caught some of this. I was on holiday in Mallorca, and for some reason...
Thank you for coming back in time, by the way, for this.
Yeah, flew back just in time for the Oldham game, and for some reason, there was coverage of this on the local television, which I didn't realise until... Wow. I saw a bit of it. So yeah, Wallace... I saw a Rod Wallace goal, his first...
He's back!
For Leeds United, he is
useless,
back.
Sick note.
Healthy. Well, he scored in...
What about his useless brother? Where is he?
I didn't see him by the pool.
Manchester United, isn't he? The useless brother.
That's true very enough. True. It's his useless twin that we're trying to find. But yeah, it was. We didn't want to win that anyway. We're winning the big one.
You're always fine with games against Oldham. Games only a mother could love. They're never the most glamorous affairs, are they? And as we head towards the winter months, it's starting to get that little bit darker of an evening. Conditions starting to get colder. Just to remind us of what Oldham's like all year round, but over 28,000 inside Elland Road to see this one today. Still listening to the sounds of Brian Adams on the PA. No one's tired of that. What are we on about now? 3 months he's been at number one in the hit parade.
Somebody would buy a different record by now. Who doesn't own a copy of it?
Yeah, everyone's
after
got
3 months. What? Yeah. Who is still going to the shop and buying that song?
Fairly sure the Leeds players were humming it in the warm-up anyway. John Lukic in goal, Mel Sterland, Tony DiRigo, David Batty, Chris Fairclough, Chris White, Strachan, Wallace, Chapman, Gary McAllister and Gary Speed. Is that that's got to be our strongest 11, wouldn't you say?
And then you add to it the absolute shambles on the bench.
Shambles, you say? Why?
Chris Kamara, Kyle Schutt, where's Mickey Whitlow? So we're close to basically the best squad we have available, but Kamara's got in, I suppose. Hodge failed a fitness test before the match. He may have had an interest, but you'd want Whitlow's versatility ahead of Steve Hodge.
I'm surprised about Kamara maybe being, because he's been linked with a move away. You might want to pick up an injury if he is off to Luton, as is rumoured.
Oh, they'll have him with an injury. They're hopeless down there.
Oldham lining up with Jonathan Hallworth in goal, Andrew Barlow, Neil McDonald, Brian Kilcline, Richard Jobson, Earl Barrett, Mike Milligan, Nick Henry, Graham Sharp, Ian Marshall, Rick Holden, Roger Palmer on the bench, and Joe Royal, their manager.
The former Everton striker. Nearly won the FA Cup with them, but went and lost that semi-final to Scum after a replay, didn't they? On the old plastic pitch, Leeds, Andy Ritchie doing all the stuff, but they've got Everton's Graham Sharp now instead of Ritchie, and Ian Marshall, the walking mullet.
And the Robert Palmer tribute act on the bench, which is nice.
Richard Jobson's supposed to be a talented player. We should keep an eye on him, maybe, I think.
I can't take my eyes off Ian Marshall's mullet. That's the main thing I've been watching.
Is that better than Brian Kilcline's hair?
Kilcline's more of a general rock style, isn't it? Mm. Rather than...
It's like playing a game against a team of 80s hair metal stars.
Ian Marshall's a bit more country and western, I think, with his...
Yeah, Rick Holden had a long mullet as well. Ian Marshall basically was like watching Brian May playing football. They are an interesting looking bunch.
Well, Sheffield Wednesday is shaping up quite well this season, heading towards the top of the division. Have you seen what's happened? Hillsborough this weekend. Have you seen? Did you see what happened?
It's enjoyable, wasn't it?
They beat Manchester United by 3-2. McClare scoring both goals for the away side. They were in front, actually. They were 2-1 up at half-time after David Hurst opened the scoring. But Gemmo, Nigel Jemson, came on, scored a couple of goals, 69 and 80 minutes.
And, you know, after we were worrying about losing to Nottingham Forest in the ZDS Cup, it's worth pointing out that Scum lost in midweek in the Cup as well to Atletico Madrid in the European Cup Winners' Cup.
Not the ZDS.
I mean, arguably, we should be prouder of our achievement. I mean, who are Atletico Madrid? They're not even a football team, they're gymnasts. So that's two defeats in a week for the so-called champions elect. And
finished, aren't they?
Well, they ain't top of the league anymore.
Do you know who is?
We yes, I
are
do.
Top of the league. It's so funny, isn't it, that we've gone top of the league for the first time in 17 years that we've been in this position, but an absolute pig of a performance, this one.
Our best team on the pitch, our best results in a generation, probably, in terms of where it's put us in the league. And yeah, not the best game I've ever seen.
There is the caveat that it is Oldham, because we don't beat them.
That's such a thorn in our bloody side, this football club.
So, I mean, it's somewhat understandable when you go there and you've got to play on the beach, on their pitch. But, I mean, surely the turf at Elland Road is at least half passable. And we should have beaten them more, shouldn't we, in the past. But yeah, one win in our last 12 before this. So
a bogey, are they about our bogey side before this?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's any avoiding it. Oldham always are horrible to us.
But we vanquished them thanks to a spectacular goal, which we'll get onto in due course. But what's the story of this game then from your perspective?
Just that we were pretty bad, but we won. We had to deal with some chances from them as well. Brian Kilcline headed against our crossbar, and Neil McDonald, who always sounds like a Coronation Street character to me, volleyed wide from a long way out. And Lukic as well in the second half had to save one from Mike Milligan, sorry. He had a shot from the edge of the box. So, you know, predictably, Oldham giving us a hard time, and the ref.
He wasn't great, was he? We got to sarcastic cheers territory in this one.
I mean, Kilcline and Chapman is always going to be a slightly physical one. I suppose you've got to, if you're going to be fair to ref, that's going to probably be quite hard to referee, because they're both a little bit physical at times, aren't they?
And you've probably got to watch that battle from Leslie Ash's point of view as well. You know, did I marry the wrong one? Brian Kilcline and Lee Chapman.
Oh. It's like a Walking Timothy advert, isn't it? It's Brian Kilcline, goodness me. But we got a free kick for a foul by him on Chapman that led to a chance for us, a Sterling free kick that got headed on by Chappie, and it didn't go in, it went close.
Just wide, but we're getting closer. Unfortunately, the goal was being crossed towards Chapman, but another one that he didn't get his head onto.
Which, I mean, do we start barracking him for his failure to get onto the end of this?
I suppose actually it was quite low, so it would have been a bit daft for him to try and head it at ankle heights, but I'm sure I've seen him do it.
He's had enough facial injuries to last him a lifetime, hasn't he? Poor old Chapman.
He would have just slid on the mud in the Elland Road goalmouth. But to be fair to Brian Kilcline, who does get on the end of this, it's quite a finish.
It's unstoppable. It's a absolute rocket, is this?
Yeah, low cross to the near post, and he wellies it into the roof of the net, absolutely just ping her into the top corner.
So those where the keeper sort of looks at him, is it in it with a slight, what have you done that for?
Even where he was trying to aim it, there would be no need to, I assume he was trying to boot it into the back of the south stand or something, but it really just needed blocking and putting out of play. You don't need to swing your laces through it and try and get it halfway up the hill.
If you'd been sensible, you'd have gone for the new cheese wedgie stand, wouldn't you? The yellow one.
I mean,
but he didn't.
His control over this football was probably the fact it ended up in his own net tells you a lot about where he was at.
A cultured finish, though, from the young man.
He was, in fairness, willing to joke about it afterwards when he says he tried to hammer it clear, and for the first time in my life, I caught it properly.
So 1-0 up, 54 minutes. And we have to give credit as well to Batty and McAllister, who linked up down the left to create this one. But Chapman just couldn't get on the end of it. But he didn't need to, did he? Again, talking about the story of the game, just after that, 58 minutes, first corner of the game, nearly an hour into the game, it tells you a lot about what
we normally have, like six in the first 10 minutes, don't
we? That's it. It's, as we've always said, one of the running themes of Wilco's tenure, getting out of the blocks early, getting the game won, but it just didn't work out like that, this one. And it was 70 minutes. We got a Sterling cross from the right, speed with the header, and it gets it gets saved by the goalie, Hallworth.
And then we just had to get some injuries out the way.
It's in bloody Normanton here, jinxing this as well. You know about Chapman's injuries. Gets injured again here, cut to his head. Won't somebody think of Leslie Ash again?
That's not a cut. I'll show you the pictures of last time. That's a cut. This one, this will be fine. Yeah, probably.
He kept going, didn't he? But speed had to be carried off with an ankle injury. And that's why we needed Whitlow on the bench.
Carried off's never good either. Not limped off. Staggered off.
Because you're even worried when there was the old arm round the physios and his mate, like, and there's the limping off. But if you're getting carried off, that's another degree of seriousness, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit worrying, but maybe Hodge will be back and Whitlow. I mean, I'm completely forgetting about Mike Whitlow. Aren't
I, of Whitlow
course.
Will be the natural replacement on the left, but then Hodge can sneak onto the bench in his wake. But that's just a testament to the strength of the squad that we've got and strength of the squad that has got us top of Division 1.
And let's not, there's a palpable excitement about that. You know, a bit of relief at full time to get through this one, but to go top absolutely feels amazing, doesn't it?
I mean, it's early in the season. Let's not get carried away. But
it's been 17 years.
It's been a while, hasn't it? So let's just enjoy this day.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did enjoy the analysis of Dave Marsh, who was writing the view from the cop in the Yorkshire Evening Post. So I think he summarised it absolutely perfectly.
You don't come here to enjoy yourself. You come here to see Leeds win.
Yeah, so tell that to Bielsa. Oh, no.
Who? But I mean, in fairness, another 1-0 win. It's fine. Just keep rolling him on. It's absolutely all right by me.
If we keep doing that from now until the end of the season, if we win all the games 1-0, we probably do all right.
And it's another feather in the cap of Howard Wilkinson as well, who is just past his 3-year anniversary. And I think we probably all hoped when he came in October 1988 that we would be better than we were. We wouldn't be in the bottom half of the second division anymore. But within 3 years, to be top of the actual whole sodding league.
It's remarkable. That is remarkable.
He's done an incredible job, an incredible 3 years.
But he's not done there. He's got a new gig as well, hasn't he?
This is it. He's not only Leeds United manager, he's now the most important manager in the whole world.
Well, he's had to form an organisation, hasn't he, to make himself in charge of it.
Just to show up Brian Clough.
Which seems a bit big-headed. You know, I'm going to start a thing. Who's going to be in charge? Oh, me.
This is it. Brian Clough called him a big-head, didn't he? He got into trouble, and that's one of the things Wilco wants to stop. Yes, it's a newly formed League Managers Association, because there's the PFA represents the players, and the clubs are obviously represented by the leagues, and there's a lot of discussion about which league and organisation they're going to be represented by if they move from the Football League to this Super League under the aegis of the FA. So there's this, it's been spotted by people like Howard Wilkinson that nobody is talking for the managers and they should have a say in this. So they've got an association. Wilco is now the head, and the first thing he's going to do is stop Brian Clough being such a wanker.
Yeah. Code of conduct, and anybody facing it should face a tribunal with fines and suspensions as possible punishments.
It all goes back to the first game of the season against Nottingham Forest. So it should have been Crystal Palace when Brian Clough used his newspaper column to call Howard Wilkinson a big head. Old big head, calling him a big head. And yes, and now Wilkinson is saying we've got to be seen to be professional and responsible by whoever is running the game if we're to achieve a situation of influence as managers. So we need a code of conduct, and Brian Clough is perfectly entitled to express strongly held points of view, but I suggest there are some areas which it does not help the game or raise the status of managers. So basically, yes, stop taking the piss, Brian.
Have you seen the managerial move? It's in Division 2, which is well beneath us now. Some news this week. Kenny Dalglish, remember him from Liverpool fame? Taking over at Blackburn, which seems like a bit of a strange move. You wouldn't have expected that, would you?
I've got money though, haven't I? Got the old, the steel money flooding in there.
Well, he got out of Liverpool when they were top of the league because of the stress. And I remember Howard Wilkinson's comments about that, where he said, well, if Kenny Dalglish feels stressed managing Liverpool, there's not much hope for the rest of us. So then go back in at Blackburn and go through the stresses that Howard Wilkinson will be able to understand of trying to get a club out of Division 2. It's not as easy as Wilco made it look, even if you do have this the steal money from Jack Walker, who is planning on funding them out of Division 2 and into the top. I mean, Blackburn haven't been...
But they reckon he's worth like $300 million, which is a lot of money.
But Blackburn haven't been a top team since... Like, who's the last good team they beat? Was it the Royal Engineers in about 1892 or something? The Blackburn Olympic used to be better than Blackburn Rovers. The challenge facing Wilkinson when he took over Leeds 3 years ago was trying to return this, wake up a sleeping giants and return the team to the top of the table that had been there. You know, it was 8 years since relegation. I can't remember how long it is since Blackburn were last in the First Division. I imagine it's 200 years, give or take a decade. So it's a different challenge and a strange one for Kenny Dalglish to want to take on, given he could probably have, you know, any managerial job in Europe if he wanted it.
In the boardroom then, Bill Fotherby, he's going to be involved in the commercial stuff in this, you know, that new Super League thing they're on about that's kicking off next season. He's been brought in to bring in like sponsorship and cash from other areas.
Who knows? If anyone can bring it in, though, probably is Bill Fotherby. He's very good at selling stuff.
Well, yeah. This is it. I think they've spotted that part of Leeds United's rise has been getting a load of money out of top man, whoever they're. He's on our board as well, isn't he? The guy, Peter Ridsdale, who it seems like any time Bill Fotherby needs a check, he just has to ask old Peter, and Peter says, well, what's it for, Mr. Fotherby? He says, well, we're gonna buy some great players for Leeds United. Oh, I'll spend however much you want, Mr. Fotherby. So I wonder if he can be persuaded into bringing some sponsorship to the Super League. But it's another indication, and Bill is recognising it as an indication of Leeds United's rise, because I think 3 years ago, Fotherby was just the fantasist who thought he could sign Maradona for Leeds United and everybody was laughing at him. But now, as he says, I'm delighted. It's a great honour for me, of course. But more important, it indicates just how highly Leeds United is regarded now.
Hey, and there might be some more money coming in as well. There's a Leeds powerhouse now. There's money sloshing around in the city. Because it'd be nice to see Tet Leeds on our shirt one day, wouldn't it? A natural fit, as it's brewed in the city.
There's plenty of shirts about Tet Leeds spilt across them.
Well, they've merged with Carlsberg, the Danish brewery, to make, well, Tetley Carlsberg, is that what it's going to be called?
Something like that.
Either Carlsberg, Tetley yeah. Carlsberg, Tetleyberg, yeah. Carlsley.
These Danes have said that it's not expected to affect the staff at Tetley for the time being.
Can you trust a Dane?
Don't think so.
There's one in goal at Scum, isn't there?
There is.
Is he involved in this?
Anyway, we will see drinks such as, obviously, Tetley's is going to be made there, Carlsberg. Castlemaine 4X.
So that was made in Australia.
Exactly. You can't be. And Burton Draft, Lowenbrow, these are mixing the drinks all over the
Tuborg,
place.
Tuborg, foreign muck.
It's all going to be coming out of the one place here.
Although it'd be good to have an easy supply of local skull. I felt that's been lacking.
Beautiful. Well, returning to the football, that wraps up the sort of news aspect of this. And the headline is that we are top of the league.
Say we are top of the league.
Best team in the country, aren't we?
Officially, yeah.
Leeds United Association Football Club, the best team.
Founded in 1919.
Let's just not mention their game in hand, eh?
Well, anyway.
Well, they've just lost two in a row, so they'll probably lose whoever that's against.
They're finished. And let's run through the results that have seen us top of the league anyway, because Arsenal beat Notts County 2-0, Villa 2-1 against Wimbledon, Palace 0, Chelsea 0, we beat Oldham, Liverpool 1-0 against Coventry, Man City 3-2 against Sheffield United, Norwich 1-0 against Luton, Forest 1, Southampton 3, QPR 3-1 against Everton, Wednesday 3, Man United 2,
hey.
West Ham 2, Spurs 1, leaves us
top
of the league. Yeah, I mean, Man United have still only conceded 7 goals.
And where's it got them? Second.
Nowhere. Losers.
Behind us.
But we've only conceded 12, and I don't know if you know, that's not many.
Nope, it's pretty good. I mean, the next leap up, it's Aston Villa have conceded 15, then, Coventry have only conceded 13.
And Liverpool 10. I mean, we're terrible defence to be told, but it doesn't matter, does it? Well, still
it,
top.
It is weird. I mean, we were slagging off Notts County earlier in the season for being in the top half with a negative goal difference. They're now 19th with -8, but it's Crystal Palace, our nemesis, are the highest placed negative goal difference side, -2.
Yeah, well, the league, 22 teams, 22 teams in it as well, don't forget this time. We're round to the sort of the 14th lot of fixtures, but there are teams who are still playing catch-up, and Spurs have still only played 11, and they're down in mid-table, 13th.
They want to get some more games played then, otherwise that's no good for them, because they're lower down the league than they might otherwise be. If I could give one bit of advice...
Play your games.
...to Tottenham Hotspur, play some more football matches.
Yeah. So the league, bottom to top, Sheffield United, Luton, Southampton, Notts County, QPR, West Ham, Oldham, Everton, Forest, Spurs, Wimbledon, Norwich, Chelsea, Coventry, Liverpool, Palace, Villa are 6th, Wednesday 5th, Arsenal 4th, Man City 3rd, Man United 2nd. Look at who that is at number one. It's Brian Bloody Adams. Leeds United, of course.
I hope we're there as long as he's been.
Oh, just looking through the fixtures, we can't celebrate for too long. We can't enjoy this one for too long because we've got the bloody game, haven't we, against Tranmere. It's another cup congestion season. That's what's going to derail our season.
Well, at least we've done the decent thing and got knocked out of the old ZDS straight away. So that's not going to hinder us for too long. And we're up against Tranmere in the League Cup, the Rumbelows Cup, this week. So we'll see how we get on with them before a glamour tie away at the weekend.
Well, we'll see you there then on November the 2nd.
The Dons.
The Match Ball.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.